Asking for prayer. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee making the request in the wake of Monday's school shooting.
As the six deaths have reopened heated arguments about gun control in the state. Lee posted on Twitter a video saying,
"There'll come a time to discuss and debate policy, but this is not a time for hate or rage."
Police say the shooter, Audrey Hale, was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder, but was able to legally buy seven firearms from five stores in the Nashville area. Hale was killed by police inside the school. The governor praised those officers for rushing headfirst into danger to protect innocent lives.
Fox's Jill Nato, a police officer, has been shot and killed in Huntsville, Alabama. Officer Garrett Crumby and another officer were attempting to rescue a woman who'd been shot when a suspect opened fire on them.
I just ask that the community embrace us, keep us in your prayers, because we have lost a great officer.
Huntsville's police chief, Kirk Giles, the wounded officer, reported to be in critical condition following surgery. A 25-year-old suspect was wounded and arrested. House Speaker McCarthy has written President Biden with a warning about the debt ceiling,
saying, "Look, it's time to negotiate. We had one meeting, and then you've been silent, and all you keep doing is attacking Republicans. Let's get together and figure out how we do this, and let's begin to save some money for the American people after the ridiculous high levels of spending."
Congressman Jim Jordan, President Biden speaking in North Carolina, unbowed.
"They're putting our economy in jeopardy by threatening to refuse to pay America's bills."
The country reached its current debt limit in January and could default on certain credit obligations later this summer if the debt ceiling isn't raised, something the GOP says it won't do without spending cuts. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Today marks a half century since the war in Vietnam ended.
The U.S. war in Vietnam was, in most analyses, a failure to stop communist forces in Southeast Asia. Peace agreements reached in 1973 were not well adhered, but the last of the U.S. troops in the country left on March 29th, 50 years ago today. Officially, no living American troop remains missing in Vietnam, though that claim is not believed by everyone. Nearly 1,600 are unaccounted for and believed dead and unrecoverable. The country remains to this day officially socialist. Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Senate is preparing to repeal legislation passed in 2002 that authorized the use of force in Iraq and led to the U.S. invasion in March of 2003. A federal judge has upheld a $2.4 billion bankruptcy plan for the Boy Scouts. It's been challenged by certain insurance companies and some of the thousands of men who say they were sexually abused as boys while involved in scouting. Federal authorities offering rewards of up to $20,000 Tuesday as they continue their search for former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's ex-chief of staff, 2 weeks after he failed to appeal for a corruption trial. The FBI considers Roy McGrath to be an international flight risk. The state of Arkansas is suing some of the social media giants.
The state accuses Facebook parent company Meta and the Chinese-owned TikTok of misleading consumers with their claims about protections of users' private data and the safety of their platforms for kids. One of Governor Sarah Sanders' first moves after her inauguration in January was to issue an executive order banning TikTok from state government devices. The suit comes as TikTok is facing growing scrutiny over the safety of its users' data. The lawsuit against Meta accuses the company of manipulating Facebook to maximize the amount of time young people spend on the platform. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.